All right, well, we'll try to put the finishing touches here on our preparations for the Seahawks. It's been a challenging week with all their outstanding players and problems they present, a team we're not really that familiar with. So everybody's really been working hard to try to get it down and understand exactly what we have to do. But hopefully today will be a good day. We can kind of pull things together and be ready to go on Sunday.
Yeah, it's another good day out there for you guys to practice for Seattle.
Yeah, this sounds like about what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. You're going through your game plan early in the week. Are you looking as far ahead as the Sunday forecast and making considerations?
It's hard to get that right. A lot of times the day before the game, you don't know what it's going to be. So I think you have to be prepared for contingencies, but I think it's hard to base a game plan on a forecast a week away. You'd have to be pretty confident of it.
Kind of begins an interesting stretch of travel for you guys, going out to Seattle, having to come back here, play Jets, then off to London. Is this kind of a primer of what you guys might be experiencing, going the other way?
Right, but for right now, we're just 1 week at a time. I mean, that's the furthest thought from our mind. We're just trying to get through this week and go out there and play well against Seattle.
Will you get there and stretch the guys out when you land? Or?
I don't think we get until like 9. 9:30 at night, something like that. So, no, not tonight.
Because I know Doc Rivers took his team out to against Turkey, and they flew all night. Got there, he practiced them right when he landed. I don't know if there's any benefit to that.
I'm sure Doc did what he thought was best for his team. I'm sure he made a good decision for his team. I don't question that.
So, are you guys doing more than a normal day before the game on Saturday?
No.
Bill, you've gotten some impact plays the last couple weeks from Rob Ninkovich. What part of his skill set kind of allows him to change positions from linebacker to defensive end, and have you been pleased with the transition?
I think Rob's pretty much been doing the same thing for the last couple of years for us. So it's really been about the same for him. Rob's athletic. He can run. He's got good balance, good strength. So he can work against bigger guys. He's also quick enough to get bigger guys trouble with his athletic ability. He's an instinctive player. Uses his hands well. Has a good feel for the ball and situations. Anticipates things well.
Bill, is the length of a plane flight or the travel at all a consideration when talking about guys who are dealing with injuries and whether they go to a road game or not?
I guess it would depend on the injury.
And the doctors, is there something to long plane flights and swelling? I don't know if that's just a myth or...
I'm sure there is.
Talked a lot about the rookies around here this season playing strong so far, but Seattle's got some pretty good early returns from Irvin and Wilson and Wagner and Turbin. Impressed with the rookie class so far out there?
Yeah, they got a lot of good young players. Their whole team is, seems like most of their team's under 3 years, other than just a handful of guys. And they've gotten good production out of them. Turbin's been impressive when he's played in there for Lynch. Wilson, obviously. Irvin's been a good rush pass rusher for him. Wagner's been very productive for him. Middle linebacker, he's made a lot of plays. It looks like they've got a solid group. A couple of the guys contributing in the kicking game. They've done well. They've drafted well. Pete's put together a real good football team. I think he's done a great job of turning that roster over. And he's got a lot of young players, but they're good. They're good players. So, I've been really impressed with what he's done, no question.
What challenges does Wilson present, considering he's got a pretty good set of wheels?
Yeah, he's athletic. They use him some, his athletic ability, his running ability, as a, like sixth receiver, if you will. So, you got to be careful with him in the pocket or getting out of the pocket. Plays that involve the quarterback running the ball, play action passes, bootlegs, rollouts, things like that. He's active. Does a good job on all that stuff. Good decision maker. Tough kid.
Bill, what does Nate Ebner bring to the team?
Nate's played primarily in the kicking game for us, and that was his role in college. But he's aggressive. He's got good speed, plays strong. That's good instincts in the kicking game. like he has, like he did in college. He's been productive for us.
Bill, Beano Cook passed yesterday, and it just seems like in the time since, I've read hundreds of stories about, everybody seems to have a Beano Cook story. Did you ever cross paths with him and have a story?
Bill, when you're going against a smaller kind of leverage pass rusher like Urban, and maybe Von Miller and Doomerville were similar, do you give the tackles and the offensive linemen a look at a player, maybe a Alfonso Denard, somebody who's smaller and quicker, to give them reps during practice leading up?
We try to do that. Yeah, if you know, we look at our roster and try to match up our scout team players with similar to the type of players that we'll be facing that week when possible. Receivers, tight ends, pass rushers, defensive backs. So yeah, we would take our guys that are more like their guys and try to put them in those positions, or somebody that would give us an approximate look of that person's style of play. Mm-hmm, definitely.
Do you have anybody specific with Irvin this week?
Yeah, again, we do that every week. We take guys and we talk about that as a staff, and who's going to be Clemens, who's going to be Irvin, who's going to be Rice, who's going to be Lynch, who's going to be Turbin, who's going to be Leon Washington, who's going to be everybody. So and sometimes it's just by the position that person plays and the person that we have that plays that position more familiar with it. So it helps our guy to take the reps for that. Sometimes it's to replicate their player, But, our younger players, our practice squad players, some of the guys that don't play as much, we also want to try to put them in a position where they can execute plays at their position rather than move them somewhere else than playing them out of position. We try to put them where they play so that their reps are a higher quality rep in their personal development. So it's a combination of all those things. So we talk about that every week and try to, put those players in the opportunity position that helps them and helps us the most as a team, whatever that is. And it changes from week to week.
I was just wondering who was Urban in practice this week, because he's so fast. I mean, it's so unusual.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to get into who does everything, but I'm just saying that's the process.
Bill, their cornerbacks are pretty big guys. So does that affect anything you do in some of the things that you want to do in the passing game, or is it just still all about running your routes, getting open regardless of who the coverage is? Are there things that their size makes more difficult?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the technique's different. I think competing against that type of player is different. That's one of the good things about going against different players on our team that have different skill sets, and also going against practice against teams like New Orleans and Tampa, where you get different types of players that eventually over the course of the year you're going to see somebody that's similar to somebody that you've seen, in that kind of matchup. So that type of experience helps. So yeah, the technique's different and the playing style's different. I mean, certainly it's a lot different for a quarterback, throwing over a 5'9 guy out there as opposed to throwing over a 6'4 guy. So it's definitely There's a lot more. Those guys take up a lot of space, and Browner is a very athletic guy. He moves well and covers a lot of ground, and he's really long. I mean, we've played against those guys before, the McNeils and the Cromarties and the Drayton Florence at Buffalo, guys like that, the 6'2", 6'3", type corners that definitely present a problem. Taylor at Philadelphia. Those kind of guys, over the course of the years, they're unique. You don't usually see those guys that kind of length out there. And it presents a different problem for the receivers and for the quarterback.
Building off that thought, maybe this would be a helpful week to have a guy like Razai in your secondary to sort of simulate what you're going to maybe see on Sunday.
Yeah, well, no, he's probably the closest player that we have to that type of player. I mean, that's obvious. So. Mm-hmm.
By what you've seen from Aaron in practice and, what he might be able to do for you come Sunday if, he's able to play?
Well, we'll just have to see how it goes here. He practiced late last week and did some things yesterday and on a Wednesday. So we'll see how he is today, see if that set him back or didn't set him back, or, how that went. And then we'll have a day to evaluate it on Saturday, and we'll see where we're at on Sunday. So I don't know if it could be a game time decision. Maybe we'll know sooner, depending on what information we have today, or you know, before we leave. We'll just have to see how it goes. I don't know.
Just given the nature of the injury, how encouraged were you to see him back, you know, last week on the practice field and then again?
It's great to see every player back out there. I mean, anytime we have a player that come back in practice, like Julian yesterday, Aaron last week, whoever, you know, it's good to see every player back out there practicing. I don't care, you know, what injury it is they're coming off of, or it's good to see everybody back out there. It means they're closer to being able to help our team and doing what we'll need for them to do sooner or later. So, yeah, that's always good. Okay. All right.